And Kenya protesters clash with men wielding clubs.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mudonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin, and now the news in detail. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Muitwa has dismissed as false and misleading an article titled UNHRC Finds Zambia Guilty of Human Rights Violations, describing it as disinformation that misrepresents the role and findings of the United Nations Human Rights Council. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Muitwa has clarified that the UNHRC does not have the mandate to indict countries for human rights violations. Mr. Muitwa said the council instead provides a platform for dialogue, self-assessment and constructive engagement on human rights issues. He has stressed that there are no findings in the Special Rapporteur's report that accuses Zambia of human rights violations as alleged in the article. Mr. Muitwa has also disclosed that government is expected to issue an official response to the Special Rapporteur's report tomorrow.
Zambia has availed recommendations on how to enhance freedom of expression and opinion, the exact mandate for which the human rights Special Rapporteur who visited this country was mandated to come and investigate or hear matters surrounding or pertaining the same. Zambia will therefore be reacting to the report that has been unveiled to government by way of a statement tomorrow, Wednesday, 18th June 2025, in Geneva, before the Human Rights Council.
United States-based Metalex Commodities and Zambian mining firm Terra Metals have finalized a $100 million joint venture to establish Lunda Resources, which will develop and operate the Mwinilunga copper mine. Speaking during the signing ceremony, Minister of Mines and Mineral Development Paul Kavuswe has commended the partnership, noting that it aligns with Zambia's ambition to ramp up copper production to 3 million metric tons by 2031.
Joint ventures, and this is what exactly is happening. That is the third point of the mantra that President HH says should be the pillars, the four pillars on which this government should operate. Why do we want joint ventures? Joint ventures helps in terms of capacity building our local mining gurus that may not have the capital. The U.S. and this investment, I'm talking about $100 million, which is going to come into this investment. So really joint ventures, they also help in terms of skills transfer. They help in terms of bringing those people that may have very good licenses, but they lack the capacity to develop them.
Speaking at the same event, Terra Metals chairman Mumena Mushinge said the joint venture is a strategic step towards national development and long-term economic sustainability.
As we formalize a $100 million joint venture, Lunda Resources, project of scale, substance and sovereign significance. This is the first time an indigenous Zambian-led company has partnered in a mining operation of this magnitude, not as a subcontractor, but as equal stakeholders in producing copper. But this isn't just about minerals. This is about changing the narrative. Too often, Africa's story has been told through the lens of dependence, waiting for outsiders to build what we should own. Today, by the philosophy, we must rely on ourselves, and echoing American ideals that a people must place their destiny in their own hands.
And Metalex Chief Executive Officer Ayo Sopitan has praised government for fostering an investor-friendly climate, particularly in the mining sector.
We're doing a lot of different things, not because we like more work, but because we think it's critical that because we're there, the community is better off. At this stage, I think we're confident that we're going to empower 1,000 ASMs and directly employ thousands more is the plan. We're grateful to the government of Zambia for their leadership, because that as Metalex, this is the fourth country we're working in Africa, so easily the best.
Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to Zambia Michael Gonzalez has emphasized that the partnership reflects America's commitment to deepening commercial ties with Zambia. The Department of Immigration has intensified its nationwide enforcement operations, with 21 foreign nationals arrested in connection with illegal gold mining activities in Mufwe District, Northwestern Province. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka has confirmed that the coordinated operation was conducted on 16th June 2025 by the Solwezi Regional Immigration Office in collaboration with the Kasempa Immigration Office. Mr. Nshinka said those apprehended include 17 Tanzanian nationals, 2 Chinese, and 2 Indian nationals. He said all suspects are currently in detention and are expected to face immigration and legal proceedings.
In the latest development, the Solwezi Regional Immigration Office, in conjunction with the Kasempa Immigration Office, on 16th June 2025, apprehended 21 individuals involved in illegal gold mining activities in Mufwe District. Those apprehended include 17 Tanzanians, 2 Chinese, and 2 Indians. All suspects are currently in detention, pending further immigration and legal action. These latest apprehensions are part of an ongoing operation targeting illegal gold mining activities and unlawful foreign presence in the district. The Mufwe operation brings the total number of individuals apprehended for various immigration-related offences across the country on 16th June 2025 to 44.
Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbo has launched Zambia's 2025 World Refugee Week, pledging strengthened government action to support refugees and displaced persons across the country. Addressing the nation ahead of World Refugee Day, which falls on June 20th, Mr. Mwimbo has announced the implementation of the Zambia Refugee Host Communities Project, backed by a $30 million grant from the World Bank under the IDA 20 program. He said the project aims to enhance refugee livelihoods and promote legal inclusion by addressing existing legislative barriers. The minister has noted that the project reflects this year's themes, Solidarity with Refugees and Ubuntu in Action, which highlights the importance of compassion, inclusion, and practical support for displaced persons.
The global and local theme for World Refugee Day, Solidarity with Refugees and Ubuntu in Action, respectively focus on inclusion of refugees, internally displaced persons, and other displaced persons. Every year during this period, Zambia joins the rest of the world to celebrate World Refugee Day, a day that presents an opportunity to reflect on the courage and resilience of the millions of people forced to flee their homes due to persecution, rights violations, war, and conflict.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia National Commercial Bank, ZANACO, has handed over a check worth 500,000 kwacha to the Zambia Development Agency in support of the inaugural Invest in Zambia International Conference, slated to take place from 16th to 18th July 2025. ZANACO Chief Executive Officer Mukwandi Chiwesakunda said the sponsorship reflects the bank's strong commitment to promoting investment and economic growth in the country. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Ms. Chiwesakunda has noted that the conference theme, Driving a Generation of Transformative Investment Through Joint Ventures and Partnerships, aligns deeply with ZANACO's vision, which emphasizes that through strategic collaborations and innovative joint ventures, Zambia can unlock its full economic potential.
We're committed to supporting initiatives that promote sustainable development, economic diversification, and job creation. These are core drivers of Zambia's journey towards middle-income status. by investing in platforms that foster dialogue, collaboration, and innovative solutions, we're actively contributing to a future where Zambia's economic potential is realized. We commend the Zambia Development Agency for conceptualizing and organizing